Uh-oh. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Grace Harbor Transportation Authority meeting for February 13th, 2024, day before Valentine's Day. I'm Vicki Raines, chair of the board, but commissioner for district number 3. We'll go around the table first. Jill?
Jill Warney, district 1, commissioner and board member.
Kevin Pine, board member, district 2.
Tammy Dragoo, clerk of the board.
Doug Besore, mayor of Aberdeen and board member.
Mark DeVille, ATU representative.
Gene Broughton, assistant general manager.
Jenny and Joanne.
Great.
Josh online and Ben.
And we have Josh Collette from mayor of Elma here representing all the small cities. Nice to see you, Josh.
Yep. Hopefully you can hear me this time.
I can hear you. Perfect. And has Ben joined us, Mayor Wickelman?
Yep.
Good afternoon, Ben. Thanks for joining us. Can we hear him?
He's muted.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to know you're here. There you are. We're going to try a little bit of a setup because a different setup. Last month, if you remember, I was in Idaho. My daughter had a baby, and so I watched the meeting there, and it's challenging when we hear staff reports. So Jean and Ken and I met last week, also known as Jen. Apparently in my head, Jean and Ken, Jen met last Jen. And what we'd like is when we go through, and if you're giving a report, whether it's Greg or Katie or Todd, that we ask you to come up to the table here at this seat and give your report at the table so that people on camera, like Mayor Winkleman and Mayor Collette, can see you and
hear you
better than what I experienced before. So that we'll just formally name that as the hot seat, and you'll just come up and share whatever report you have to give. Ken, we'll go through and call on you for that. Alrighty, so we've had call to order and roll call. Next is approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes or additions to the agenda? Okay.
Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
You.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve today's agenda. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item number 4 is the consent agenda, consisting of the meeting minutes of January 9, 2024, and January's vouchers and payroll. Josh, do you have those numbers to review? If not, I can do it.
Muted.
Now he's muted.
Sorry about that. You would think 4 years later I'd have this down.
No, you're good.
No, I did not. I do not have those numbers. Sorry.
That's okay. Period 1 vouchers for January 2024, $23,352.28. Period 2, $823,997.90. Period 3, $266,786.59, for a total of January vouchers of $1,114,136.77. Total payroll for January was $808,798.64. Thanks to Sharon for preparing that for us. And I would entertain a motion with those figures to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Yeah.
We have a motion second. Kevin and Douglas. You care if I say Doug? Do you have a preference? Yeah, okay.
Hey, you.
Yeah. So we have a motion second to approve the consent agenda. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Communications. Do we have any communications to discuss? Any public comment to discuss? Anyone wanting to make public comment? At this time, you can do any public on there. I can't see Tammy. No public on there. Any comments from the audience? Okay, I'm going to turn the time over to our ATU local 1765, Mark Neville.
Yep. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I'd like to introduce ATU 1765's financial secretary, Kirsten Price, and is in the back.
Hi, Kirsten.
And Kirsten was here earlier to help explain some of the scheduling programs that they're using at InterCity Transit right now via and also the ATU International's program on employee mental health. We and in general, we remain committed to improving the training results and retention through mentorship, and we continue to work on that, and also the amicable resolution of issues between us and the company without resorting to grievance and those processes. So I know that's all good. So thank you.
Thank you very much. And thanks for coming, Kirsten. It's great to have you here with us. You. Hopefully you'll come again. Item number six is committee reports and assignments. As a chair, I just want to say, we talked about this towards the end of last year, and now we have Josh on board with us and Doug on board with us, that we do have committee assignments, and I just left them how they were represented. So, for example, the Finance Committee has two commissioners and one mayor. So it's Commissioner Warney and I and Commissioner and Mayor Collette. And then the Facilities Committee has Commissioner Pine as well as Mayors Orr and Winkleman. I left them with the same split for the cities to go on each board or committee. So there's no changes really there. Other than that, I don't have anything to report. Okay. Down to report of officers. Turn it over to Ken.
Thank you, Vicki. So I'm going to give you the summary of what everybody else is going to tell you later. Just a brief summary. So the bus wash project is close to the end, very soon. The whole career office is project is going to be starting really soon, in like next Monday. And then we're working on the expansion of our service. And Terry will give you some brief thoughts on that. Then we're wrapping up for hiring more dry operators. That's ongoing. And then the staff is going to tell you more about them. It's good to find thoughts. That's all I've got. Let's go to the reports in your packet. So the first page is the monthly ridership report. It looks good. If you look at the later on the graph, it looks pretty promising. Then Saturday and Sunday ridership is as much, if not higher, than the before COVID hit us. And then we have the daily ridership, which is a detailed day-by-day ridership. That looks good. Then we have the 18 and under and 18 and over ridership. That's the report that the state works us to give them every month.
How do you call that?
Every sort of,
how do you report that?
With our tablets on the bus, to mark them 18 and under, 18 and over.
Are you asking if they show ID?
How do you know?
No.
Yes.
Just the estimate.
You do the best you can.
Okay. That's curious.
Okay. You're trying to, it's scare free, so don't try and think of sliding in because you're under 18.
Well, I get confused for that all the time.
I know.
So.
If we charge fair for 18 and over, then they might not tell you how old, they might not tell you. But since it's all free,
it's just a guesstimation.
But if you don't over or right under, they'll tell you. There's no fear. Are you going to charge me fair? No, it's all free.
Right. So, yeah. I'm just curious.
Yeah. So, and then we collect this and then we send them to WASHDOC or association. And then the next page is a bar graph. You can tell that the brown column is this last January. And you can see the staircase going up. That's very promising. And then let's go to the next page. Go to financial. We were above the last year's January, so that's what we were hoping. It's pretty good for this time of the year. Even though if you look at the December of last year, it went down below the December of 2022. So it was a little shaky, but January just built that back up again. Our revenue for the month was only 4%, but that's okay because we haven't received any funds from our grants yet. Then expenses is 6%. That's good. It's this time of the year, it's 8.3, but we'll take the 6%. Then our cash flow, 25 mil. It's good. And then we can go to the following page. It's a 10. I don't know if we have any groups forming yet, but it's not moving up as fast as we're hoping. But we have 10 of them in.
What was it, 5? So over the last couple of years, it went down to 5, I think, at some point. So we're still above that.
We went up as high as 13 like last year, I think.
Yeah.
All right, so that's go to staff reports. David.
Guess I'm first in the hot seat. I'll keep it warm for you guys. Since I've got a lot of projects going on, I'm going to keep it brief. today was the day one work with our vision, our RMM group to start our venture towards going to Azure for our domain controller for cloud and help secure our network using Intune as well as multi-factor authentication. Today we scoured our servers to make sure we haven't any other applications other than our Carousel, Vision Finance software, and other servers that we had spun up for the FuelMaster system, which we couldn't use, so we decommissioned that server. In doing so, we now know what we need to map going up to our to the cloud, and what systems we're going to have to mount somewhere else or put in a cloud virtual server for a little while until we get a new hard server going. Been in talks with Scott Ryder over at Kitsap trying to get their vehicle-based networks that they've been putting in their buses for connectivity. They've been using cradle points and other pieces of hardware, so the tablet device in the bus isn't doing all the heavy lifting. It's just it uses the network on the bus instead of it being the only network piece on the bus. Speaking of that, all the SVS tablets have been replaced with new ones, and they're all up and running and functional and have been distributed. I'll be having a meeting with a vendor on Thursday at 2:30 on access control for the quotes. Finally, I've narrowed it down. We'll be in discussions on the cost and waiting for approval on that. The same with the bus barn hardware install for the bus barn network. The hardware will get installed, and then I'll have a low voltage vendor come in and rewire it. And that's basically all of the immediate projects I have going on.
Anyone have any questions for David? I have one.
Yes,
I know, ma'am. A few months ago you changed over the phone systems.
Correct.
And you were
Ring Central.
To Ring Central?
Correct.
And one of the months, I want to say November, December, you talked about working the bugs out of it and such. How's that functioning now?
It is actually functioning now that we got more people on board. We're also starting to open up more features, like getting the text messaging through it working. I've started that process so we can start texting through it, so we can help eliminate
two
cell phones. Correct. Because I'm sure a lot of us are tired of carrying two phones.
And what's the security like for that as far as for the county? I don't carry two phones, but
It's pretty secure because someone was trying, Ms. Sharon was trying to get in. They kept texting me the PIN numbers. And
of course you have it. So I come to you and I say, we've had public records requests for text messages.
Uh-huh.
Just give them your phone?
No.
Mm-mm. It is archived and everything within.
Correct. The all I have to do is pull up a web page to there and put in their credentials, and you can see everything that they have done in their account. Yeah. You do not have to turn over your cell phone. And if anyone says that they need your phone, no.
Well, the county does.
Yeah, because we're not that advanced.
We don't have Ring Central. So they want.
Because I can pull it up on the desktop application or the web interface and see everything that person is doing.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
This is like having two phones in one.
I just know that it's never been a big deal to me. I don't like to carry two phones, so I never have. Some people prefer to carry two phones, but if they are only using one, what was the requirement if there were public records requests that you needed to be able to utilize? Hey, Greg, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good.
Good evening, everyone. So I'm just going to go over our major projects. The bus washer, like Ken had mentioned, is pretty much complete. We did a final walk today with Harbor Architects and Roglands, and we found just a couple punch list items. They're very minor, so in essence, it's complete. We did get it back in service, but as we did, we found some other things with it that were not related to the project that we've had to fix. So we're slowly working through all of those, and I would think by Friday we're going to have to put a new retraction shock absorber on one of the swing arms. It'll be basically working. And then NS Wash Systems, they were going to be out here on, I believe, the 27th, but they're going to delay that to March 4th because they're having some issues. They relocated their shop in California, and it's just caused a week delay for them to ship the equipment up. But I think we'll get through and start. We ran a bus today, and it looked pretty clean on the one side where the brush was actually holding next to the bus.
Okay.
The M&O Maintenance and Operations Building remodel project starts Monday. We have a 3-week lookout schedule. They'll be on site Monday to drop off their containers and their dumpsters, and we'll start doing some demolition upstairs. And we are going to be vacating that floor tomorrow, so we'll make it available to them. And that should be about a 2-month process. Hopefully everything goes good. We processed the purchase order for the 20 shelters from Dual Guard. So they should be in the process of getting the manufacturing going on those. And just an update, 6 out of the 10 Big Belly trash cans have been deployed. They're all functioning perfectly, giving us reports when they're full. We have a dashboard we can go on, and so far everything's looking good. They're holding up pretty well. We haven't seen any real issues with them as far as public interaction with our property. And that's pretty much all I've got on the updates.
Great.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Is there one of those big barrel trash cans like somewhere in this area?
Yeah, Aberdeen Transit Center. There's two of them. Okay. Yeah, you can see them. They got a big solar panel on top.
Okay.
Yeah. And we actually met with one of the city folks and with the May. And they brought one of their trucks out. We pulled the bin out for them so they could see if their truck could grab it, and it worked perfectly. So the ones that the city of Aberdeen is going to deploy, the May won't have any problem with those.
They're the same ones you guys
have. Yeah, it has the same bin. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Here, smart black.
What's next?
Hey, Sean.
Hey, how are you? Good. You?
Good.
Everybody else? How are you?
Good.
Nice to meet you. So I want to start out with introducing Gary Jandu. He's our new safety coordinator. We just hired him maybe a week ago. And he's coming from the driver's ranks. So he's hit the ground training. I've been using him as a trainer for the last 2 years. He's been doing a great job for me. I can't live without him. So this is Gary.
Say hi. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Thank you.
So you were a driver here first?
Yes.
Oh, very cool.
Yes.
Very cool. That's awesome. Yes.
He's also our one of our CDL examiners. So he does all the CDL testing for the DOL and everything.
Nice. Great. Yep.
Lots of good stuff. How many tests have we done this year?
20.
Or last year, sorry.
25.
We did 25 tests, and I think 20 of those were our people, and then tested like five other properties. So, actually, 20, I think it's, no, it's not 20 anymore. It's Lewis County.
Lewis County Transit
sends their people down to test with us and Pacific.
So with the CDL, and I don't know, so I'm asking a question. Do you have to recertify for that every so many years?
Yeah, so they went to a class last year at the beginning of the year, and they had to do another class because they changed some stuff this year. You can tell them about that if you like.
Yeah, I mean, they just changed like a pre-trip and all the basic controls. Shrunk it down a little bit, made it easier. It's really simple.
Oh, great.
So, yeah.
Lots of good stuff coming up. I appreciate Gary. He's really earned it. He really has. So.
Well, thanks for coming with us.
Yes.
Anything else from you today? Or?
Yes. Oh. I'm sorry.
You're good.
Start with the good stuff. All right. So we haven't had any classes because we finished them all last year. So what we're working on is refresher training this year. We're working on customer service, assault awareness, de-escalation, and then far side stop approach. There's some notice some stuff that we shouldn't be doing, and we're going to try to correct that. And then Gary takes them out to the skills lot that he does for the CDL. He makes them go through the course there. So, you know, just a little bit of out in the field training. So we did that. We started that today. I did some supervisor training the Monday. We're doing post-accident drug and alcohol testing and reasonable suspicion testing. So we'll make sure that we're all on the right, same page, and we're doing the right tests for the right incident. And then we started a route trainer class. So we kind of revamped our training a bit, and we want to make sure the people that are training are people, once we're done with them, are speaking the same speak. So we did an 8-hour class with them yesterday on Saturday. And I got like 3 more we're going to do. So we'll have 6 of those folks helping us out. I wish I could read my handwriting. Oh, we have a class of 4 starting in May 4th. We just did a bunch of interviews. So we got a class starting on May 4th, and we got another class of 3 starting on April 18th. 3 so far.
First one is March 4th.
Oh, March 4th. I'm sorry. Jumping ahead. But May 4th.
Thanks for being here, Gary.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I have it. So it's March. May there.
So when you were saying you couldn't live without him,
I was telling the truth. It was March 4th and April 8th. We'll have 2 classes starting to rebuild. You know, we took Gary and kind of helped people retire in and stuff like that. We'll be redoing our stormwater permit. It's expired this year, so we got to redo that. We submitted all our drug and alcohol testing to the feds, and we submitted all of our LNI claims to the Human Health Services, the feds. And at the end of the month, I'm going to a rideshare committee and Everett to talk about rideshare programs. So
awesome.
Yeah. Keeping it busy.
That's great. Thanks again for coming, Gary. Nice meeting you.
I don't have much to add after Sean, so
you don't have anything to report this time. Thanks for being here, Katie.
Well, I didn't really have much to say, but Ken did mention what I was working on. So just really briefly, I've been working on some new service changes that we might be implementing this summer, spring, summertime. So I'm working on what those schedule changes will be, what they will impact the run card. And as soon as I get a temporary or a first draft, I'll get with the run card committee, hopefully next week, and we can go over what the run card is going to look like. But we are hoping to have a shuttle service in downtown Hoquiam running every half an hour through the downtown Hoquiam area, and also bring the wave to the weekend so we can have more service downtown Aberdeen as well. So that's all I'm working on right now.
If I can, it just dawned on me, I have an email from Superior Court Judge Vinnie Samuel. Mm-hmm. She's requesting to see what the possibilities are of having a bus bring youth from the Aberdeen Transit Center to the juvenile detention facility on Thursdays for court day.
That is something we have done in the past.
Yeah.
So it definitely is something we can talk about as far as.
She'd like to eventually expand that because she just became a judge in January, but she was immediately assigned the juvenile court. And she would like to also discuss with transit the opportunities or options available for having twice a day come out for drop off for school and pick up for school, and just from the Aberdeen station to the juvenile detention, and then whatever time they end, 2:30, 3:00, pick them up and take them back.
Yeah.
So I'll forward that to you.
Yeah.
Make myself a note
for. We had something similar to that.
We did. I remember
15 years ago when I was a driver. That was 15-20 years ago. We would go out like at 7:30 in the morning and then go back out at 3 in the afternoon and bring them back. So
when my kids were in school, they took the transit bus. The transit bus came by the house in Cosmopolis. They got on it. And then the rules changed about what you can go being able to go on to school property and all that. So I know it's been done, but we may need to be able to look into it if there's a reason we can't. I don't know. There shouldn't be for the court.
No.
And as long as it pulls up and doesn't enter in the parking lot and around,
we can evaluate.
I'll forward that to you.
Yeah.
No problem. How many students are we talking about?
There's quite a few. There's quite a few that go to school out there, well more than the average daily population at the facility itself. But I can ask and find out.
10, 20.
Whoever's ever ordered by court to attend there, I don't have a number, so I would just be speculating. But they first would go to Miller or the high school. Second option would be Harbor High, and then depending upon what issues are, they may be required to attend school there.
Unless we remember some photos talking about she mentioned that there's usually around 10. I know for the average stay there is around 3. So that must be what she's talking about is the school.
2 point something.
It was last year was 3.5. Did we get a new report?
I haven't seen it.
I haven't either. But I'll ask. I'll get you, Terry. I'll get you the email on that.
Now it makes sense.
Okay. All right. Todd.
Hi, everybody. Not a lot to report from maintenance. I do acknowledge the effort by the washer fuelers to hand wash our buses while the bus washers out of commission during the worst weather of the year. So good job on them. And also our maintenance mechanics. They've continually kept the preventive maintenance list at the shortest it's been in a long time. So great job by them. One interesting thing to note is we are testing an app. It is an integration of our fleet management software that will allow our van pool operators to pre-trip their vehicles and log the mileage and also their fuel usage and mileage electronically right into our fleet management software. So we're optimistic that that's going to streamline some of our processes and eliminate some paper.
Great.
So that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Abby Wheeler.
It's my turn. Yay me. Okay, I made a list. You guys are so lucky. We're going to be here the rest of the day. Okay, so we've got our headquarters project in process. And so we had that RFQ that went out for the head for the feasibility study and environmental review. So we're closing contract on that hopefully today. So that's a little later in the same meeting. And we'll do kickoff around March 20th. And this will be about an 18-month project. So I'm really excited to see this one. It will allow us to pick a site for our new headquarters and have the environmental check marks done. And it will hopefully open it up for federal funding when it's complete. So records retention grant, it is due at the end of this month. And so it would allow for some financial assistance to help with a temporary or part-time employee to help our records retention officer. So we can get things under, like you have to organize your file room, right? We have a goal, the staff met, and we have a goal, a two-year goal, to move from paperwork to electronics. And I don't know if you guys picked up on this theme that you're hearing among the staff, that everybody's on board, and we're thinking about how we can move away from all of the paperwork documents, like paper pre-trips, those types of things, and moving into, you know, other options. And so So that's the records retention grant. So we are applying for that. And then we've got the regional mobility grant, and that is state funded. And we have a two-phase application. We have to start with the pre-application, which is where we're at right now. And then we'll go into application if we get selected. And that is to help with the Aberdeen Transit Center. That's what the project we've selected for that one. So Aberdeen Transit Center has had a lot of work done over there. That we've purchased property, we've demolished a building, we vacated an alleyway so that can become a whole property. But now we have to do the construction on the property. Well, you know, it's all these processes to get to that point. We have to do, you know, project initiation. We have to do, you know, architectural and engineering, those types of things. So we've got to work through that process. And so that's where we're at with that one. And that's an 80% reimbursement grant. So so we're in the process of working on that. Bus and bus facilities grant, excuse me. That one is federal funding. And so the reason I identify if it's state or federal is because the money works differently depending on where the source is. And so when I say it's state, it's a little bit more flexible. It allows us to do a little bit more stuff without having to jump through certain requirements. But when it's federal, we can only apply it to certain pieces of property that have met that federal compliance. So that one is for repairs at Hoquiam, the Hoquiam facility. So the Hoquiam facility, you guys know it's pretty old property, really. And so this would be to do some repairs and upgrades to the, you know, the parking lot, the bus lane that comes in where they come into the bus barn, the building envelope. We're going to be talking to the state this week to see if we can do all of these projects. So it's just some right now. It's just these ideas out there. We'll get that solidified with the state. And the other thing to note is that the new bienniums grants are going to be coming out soon. So application time will be like back to back the rest of the year. That's all I've got for now.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Abby Koval.
Hello, everyone. I don't have a lot to report other than we had a successful January. So payroll went well with little hiccups. I don't think I had any complaints, just a few minor things. So
W-2s are out and everything.
W-2s are out from the county. County processed our W-2s for the last time this year. There were few corrections so far that we've come up that needed fixed that we've addressed as they happened. And same with employees not receiving their W-2s. We've addressed them as they've come up as well.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
We don't have any unfinished business, so we'll move down to item number 9 for new business. And Ken and I discussed, and Jean or Jen and us discussed the board retreat. It's been a while since we had it. And we would be looking at June 3rd or June 17th. So do you know, do you guys have your calendars that will work?
Where were you taking us?
We're going to the Bahamas this year.
Yes.
We're going to do an staff is not included. They have to Zoom in.
We'll put palm trees in.
Yeah. Well, you guys will be making tissue palm trees out of tissue paper. No.
Not really. This is just a daytime
thing. Yeah. And we're going to, we were talking about this, and normally we've gone like noon to five, and sometimes people will have to, jet off early, et cetera, et cetera. So we're thinking of a 10 to 2, 10 to 3, and bring in lunch. And we know that there may be conflicts. I know Mayor Winkleman may have a conflict, or Mayor Follett may have a conflict. There will be a Zoom option for them to either join in person, join partially in person, partially in Zoom, or hop in and out off of Zoom if we're trying to be flexible as we can, and get as many people there as we can. So is there anyone that cannot do the June 3rd or the 13th or 17th? I'm sorry,
I can do either.
As of right now, I know I won't be here the 3rd. As of right now, I plan to be the 3rd.
You're not planning?
I will not be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so the 17th works best for you, Kevin. Does anyone else have an issue with the 17th?
I'll be at a college graduation on the 17th. That's okay.
Is it local, Ben, or is it?
Green River College in Auburn. You don't need to move it for me. I may be able to attend part of it via Zoom, like you mentioned.
This is Ellie graduating?
Yep.
Oh my gosh. That went by so fast.
She just graduated high school. How's that possible?
And Grayson. Yeah.
I was at that graduation.
Okay. If there, what about Mayor Collette? Does the 17th work for you? Friday the 17th?
That was Monday.
This Thursday. Well, I'm in May. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm in May.
They're Mondays. The 17th should work, at least for now.
Okay.
The sooner you block it out, the better, right?
Yeah.
So we'll have, when we get settled here, we'll have Tammy put out a placeholder for a meeting notice so that it gets on your calendar, and then we'll add in a Zoom link later and some other details. Mayor Orr, does that work for you, the 17th of June?
There's a Civil Service Commission meeting that day, but yeah, that's it for me, so I'm okay pretty much.
Okay. What about you, Mark?
I'm good.
You're good?
I'm good.
You're good too? Sean?
I'm at home. Probably. Hopefully.
If you can't make it, you take that up with your boss.
That's Gary.
We're going to go with Monday, June 17th from, let's say 10 to 3. And then if we end early, we end early. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And
in the Bahamas.
In the Bahamas, just that 5 hours. We'll have some nice music playing for us all.
What's the name of the Zoom Bahamas?
It'll be here in this room, so it'll be great. I think it'll be great. Okay, so notice will go out for that, and we'll be working on an agenda such. Item B under 9D under new business, approval of the feasibility environmental contract RFQ 2024 GHT 001. And Abby mentioned this earlier, so she's going to give us some specifics before we vote.
So the contract draft is included in your packet, and this is between Stantec Architecture and GHTA. And this is the person, this is the company, the vendor we selected to do the headquarters feasibility study and environmental review. And so we need you guys to give an approval for Ken to sign this and that we will contract and pay Stantec to do this work for us.
And the pay on this comes from that additional amount that our legislators in the 19th district gave us last year for $500,000 that has to be spent by the, June 30th of 2025. So that's our goal.
Yeah, and the contract came in, the cost proposal came in at just under $499,000.
Not that convenient.
I'm just glad they didn't go boom. And then we would add a negotiate, it's a whole thing.
So the Stantec agreement is in your packet. It's page 17.
Also
it starts on page 17.
Yeah, also, this has been reviewed by both parties, legal, and if there's any more, you know, if there's any more changes to it, which I don't anticipate, we can, if it's okay, we can still have Ken sign it, but we'll just make sure that legal reviews it before it gets finalized.
Is Art on here?
Yes, and I did, Abby sent it all to me, I looked it over, I had a few comments about portions of the indemnity and hold harmless provisions, but I recommend that you accept it as it's been presented.
Great, thank you.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, thanks, Mayor Winkleman. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Fine. We have a motion and second to approve the feasibility and environmental contract RFQ 2024 GHT001 with Stantec. Any discussion? We had three responses to the RFQ and we interviewed all three. And that went really well. And it was pretty evident when. It was pretty evident when we were reviewing after the interviews that this was the company that we thought would be the best served for this project. So, any other comments or questions?
Okay.
Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Oh, aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Did you have something?
This is my
your next one.
Yeah.
Next one is 9C is the Climate Commitment Act, CCA, regarding House Bill 2117 discussion. We talked about this a couple of times, Ken and I have, and Jean, and there's a lot of discussion about or promotion on this to oppose this because of the gas tax and issues. Ken will explain it to you in great detail, and not to steal his thunder, but if it passes, our fare free goes away completely. So that will be a huge hit to the organization, Ken.
So yeah, thank you. 2117 is the one that passed 2 years ago. It pays amongst a whole bunch of other things. Pays for the 18 and under to ride for free all throughout the state. We chose, because our sales tax was strong enough, we chose to pay for, to make everything free. But if this one goes away, then we'll have to go back to charging everybody again. So it's going to go to public vote this November. And the way they had this, you got the signatures, they told the public that you want to reduce your taxes. Everybody said, yeah. They had 700,000 signatures. That's way over what they needed to have. So our job amongst all the other transit agencies is to inform the public that 2117 is not just for transit, it's a poll. It's a list of other projects that the state does. This money pays for it.
It'll impact Grace Harbor more than just bus fares. Yeah. It has impacts on bridges and a variety.
It pays for the ferry system, it pays for. And we're going to get the list of things that it pays for. If the money goes towards, and I'm going to share that with you. But for the next few months, we'll have to just beef up our information system for the public so they know that if sales tax goes away, all these projects are not going to happen. Don't argue that, hey, when are you going to fix all these bridges? You want to know.
Just a portion.
You wanted to take this away. And then when it goes away, they're not going to give it to somebody else. That sales tax is just going to go away with all the projects with it. So it's a going backwards at the speed of light.
We'll prepare. Our plan is to prepare a one pager that kind of is an educational note and provide it to the board before we start disseminating it on buses and other jurisdictions. So keep that in mind. We'll bring that back.
So our association is going to put together a list. Any transit agency is in charge of informing the public on their own. So we'll let you know when it happens, and so we can formulate our own.
Any questions for Ken on this? Just a discussion item, no action today. Okay, moving on to item 10, other business. I don't think any other business this time. What about board comments? Doug?
And I don't know if this is relevant. I'm new here. So when I was a kid at Hope Green High School, they had a contest, the transit. It wasn't you guys. I don't believe this transit was going back then. But the buses are the same buses that were running back then, some of them. And the contest was, the contest was to come up with this design on the sides of the new bus at that time. And it was a yellow and brown thing that they currently still have. I never liked it then. I love your buses. I just don't like their color. But I was thinking with a new a facility coming up online, possibly, that maybe having a new paint job on our buses at the same time would kind of roll out a cool image.
Each one that we get every year, every other year, is updated with the new the maroon and green logo. It's green, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maroon and green.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do we have many of the old brown or orange even on the road? How long have we had the maroon and green?
Since what, 80s something? I think did we change the colors? I'm with you. I want to have a special magenta bus or like Spokane Transit.
59 and 60 were the first ones.
Yeah.
59 and 60, whatever year that was.
A lot of agencies changed their print scheme as update the whole look of the transit. Yeah, it's a possibility. Yeah,
just something to think about. I also like the wave or the little ones that go downtown,
mm-hmm.
or site specific. Those are like Long Beach, California. They just have really eye popping little buses that went around for those kind of routes. And when you saw it coming, you knew it was one of those little pre
catch the wave.
Yeah,
and they called them the wave too. So.
I was up in Seattle last night, and it was just like a lot of different buses going through there that were different colors, all Metro, King County Metro. But it was kind of exciting to see all the different colors, and they have one that's half, UW colors and half Coos. I think Coos in the front. But it's just kind of exciting to see, the different colors they had on the buses.
Maybe like Grace Harbor College, we could have a Grace Harbor College colored bus, or maybe the college would want to chip in on that and not pay it all, but like the Mariners, or the Seahawks, Kansas City Chiefs. They want a bus. Excellent idea. Note that.
Big fun bus.
Yeah, Johnny would like that.
That would be strange.
Any other board comments? I have
bus, the salmon bus.
Nirvana bus.
There we go.
Yeah. Well, like trains in big cities, they have colored line, blue line, red line,
I do want to, on a somber note,
I want to recognize the passing of longtime transit employee Carl Hagen. He passed away recently after a fairly brief illness. And Gene or one of the others might be able to tell you how long he worked for transit or how long he's been retired, but he's been retired since I came on. So, but he was a driver for many, many years. So just want to express our condolences to his family and friends. And always sad to hear when you lose someone like that. So
he used to drive me home from school when I was 14. I'm not going to tell you how old I am now.
'83 to 2006.
Carl was a member for 47 years of Amalgamated Transit U.
Wow.
And has been retired for 16 years. He's retired. Gene was 43 years.
Yeah, wow.
But I think he never lost his love of transit. And I think he was always trying to improve it, even in retirement.
He was. Or negotiate it.
Yeah.
That is true. He always stayed very active in what was going on with Grace Harbor Transit and with ATU.
Yeah.
He was very involved. And I got calls from him all the time. And the last call that I got from him, not the last call, I've talked to him a few times over the last few weeks, but he would always call with, you know, complaints or questions he had, what was going on transit.
And I'd give him to Gene when he would call.
But the last one was that he'd heard that we'd spent $10,000 on a garbage can. That's right, Carl. We spent $10,000 on a plastic garbage can, you know. And so we both laughed about it. I kind of explained what the big bellies were, you know, and how they're working and how they're actually going to save time for our facilities people, not having to go out every day and dump the garbages in Elma or wherever we put these things. And so Tammy and I talked about wanting to name one of them after Carl, you know.
Well, you guys became pretty good friends.
We did. We became really good friends. And so really shocking to me when he passed away so quickly. I really didn't expect it. He called me when he was at the hospital at Summit Pacific, and I just thought, you know, it was a pain in the side. And then to have him gone in such a short amount of time,
yeah,
it was hard.
But I sort of think it highlights who he was. Is he was always ready to kind of rethink his notion to, you know, even, you know, a lot of people get hardened in their ideas, but
mm-hmm. you could if you had the proper answers for things, you could convince him that maybe what he heard wasn't accurate or wasn't fully accurate or something. So I got to give him that, but he knew stuff. I think there were current transit employees that would keep him up to date on the contract, where we were with the contract. And so he was certainly knowledgeable in that regard as well. He will be missed.
Yes, he will.
We kind of had a joke going on about, Carl, if you're listening, this is what we're talking about. You know? Because he was on top of he knew everything that was going on.
He did.
He's probably up there laughing at us right now. All right, we don't have anything further, so I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah,
thank you.
Okay. Oh, no, I found
that. And I'll let you know by the end. So I do need to give Gene.
Yeah, that's well. Hello.
Yeah, we just.